Fellow Freedom fans, we're back here with the Eagle on the Eagle 104.3 FM. David Allen Carmichael, My Faith and Freedom Show. We're going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. And you heard from our last caller, sometimes we get a little bit impassioned about the issue of the day because we have opinions. We can forecast sometime with conjecture of what might be the best thing for our situation. But I'll tell you what, if we forget our reference, you know what? We're going off track. So today I've got Senator Cary Baker. He's from the 20th Senate District of Florida. And he has proposed what is being listed in the Florida legislature as House Joint Resolution 37, H.J.R. 37. Thank you for being here, Senator Baker. And tell us about what is this House Joint Resolution.
David, first place, thanks for having me. This is terrific. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share a little bit about how we think we're going to empower our citizens to fight back against what we think ultimately will result in socialized medicine. This is titled the Health Care Freedom Act, and it's a constitutional amendment, so it'll go before the voters if it passes both the Florida House and the Florida Senate next year. It will go before the voters in November of 2010 as a constitutional amendment, and they will have a choice. And it's their choice, and they can choose to support this amendment, and it does two things. One, it protects an individual's right to choose and receive health care services, meaning we're going to say constitutionally that there shall be no law or rule that would prohibit an individual for making the medical choices that they want to make and paying for those choices. And the second thing, it protects an individual's right not to participate in a federally mandated health care plan or health care policy. So those are the basics. And of course, David, I'm sure you've talked a lot about what's going on, the environment in which we find ourselves, and currently, the bill, I think it's H.R. 3200 in the Florida House. It's they're trying to paint this as something different than what it ultimately will be. And we know that the president, we heard him speak, and he talked about a public option. Well, you and I know that if there's a public option that competes with the private sector, that the public option is going to be subsidized. It's going to be artificially low. Eventually it's going to be have better benefits than the public option, and ultimately it will just destroy the private choices. And there's an example right here. The state of Florida, unfortunately, we've sort of gone down this path when it comes to homeowners insurance. We have what we call a public option, and that's our Citizens Property Insurance Company. It's a state-owned, state-run insurance company. The rates are artificially low. The risk is subsidized by the taxpayers, and as a consequence, it is now the largest homeowner insurance company in the state. And all its risk, which is up to $32 billion, will all be carried by the taxpayers. Well, this plan that they're pushing through Congress has many flaws, but probably the greatest flaw will be that I feel that it ultimately will lead to socialized medicine in this country. And we know that's a failure. It doesn't work in Canada. It doesn't work in England or France. And it won't work here as well. I mean, denying access, denying choice is never a good – that's not reform. And what we need in this country – and we do have challenges, David. We need to do better at making health care affordable and available to folks. But this is not the answer.
Well, that's a good summary of what's going on and the passion that went behind it. It occurred to me just before we started talking, did you write this, or who was it that got with you on this
I wish I could tell you that I was the original author of this. Luckily, some good folks in Arizona led the charge, and they were able to pass it just recently, back in June, and it goes before the Arizona voters. I don't think it goes this year, but maybe the following year. But Arizona led the charge. They inspired me. David, I sit at home. I worry about my children's future, my grandkids. I worry about the future of this country. And I said that I had to do something. They had a great idea. And, quite frankly, I'm just stealing their idea. because it's very well thought out. It went through full debate in Arizona. It has sound logic, sound principles. It's all that less government, more freedom principles that I live by, that I want our country to retain for generations. And so I felt compelled, literally compelled, to file this legislation, to fight hard for this, and to really restore, in whatever manner, small manner that I can, to find a way to restore our country back to constitutional government. You know, right now what's going on in Washington is so scary. We are moving so far away from what our founding fathers originally intended. And this is just our chance here in the state of Florida to take a stand, to draw a line in the sand, to empower people, a mechanism in which they can really fight back. You know, someone complained to me and they said, well, Senator Baker, you're a state senator and this is a federal issue. I go, well, you know, it is a federal issue, and it's unfortunate that I have to do their work as well as my own. But somebody has to do it, David.
Well, do you really think it's a federal issue? I mean,
no, in the sense that we have elected federal congressmen and U.S. senators that ought to be doing the right thing. They are the ones that are operating directly, passing federal laws that impact the U.S. Constitution. They are the ones that are closest to the Constitution. They are the ones that should be the protectors. We should be able to sit back knowing in comfort that our liberties, our freedoms, are being watched for by our folks that we elect to the federal government, but they're not. And so it's luckily I found a friend like Representative Scott Plakin, who was willing to stand with me, and he's a hard-charging, good conservative freshman of the Florida House. And we're going to move forward aggressively on this. We think it's important. Every day I hear from people saying, Senator Baker, thank you so much for giving us and giving me a means to do something. And hopefully folks will contact their state reps, their state senators, tell them how important this means to them. You know, this is
well. I'm gonna
part of our generation, I believe.
Yeah. Well, what it sounds like that you've caught the bug that is flying around. I tell people that you haven't caught this bug. This is the bug you have not caught. Let me tell you what you have not caught. There's this pandemic of dementia that's sweeping across North America. It sounds like you've had some kind of immunity from that, and you're getting the bug of basically making the states gird up their loins and take responsibility for the responsibility of the state, because if not, what happens is the federal government begins to fill the void. I mean, that's the perspective I have. And I'm looking over your committee membership. It's two questions here. One is, have you talked to other people besides Representative Plakin, who, by the way, I think is really Ponce de Leon? I mean, the guy's found the fountain of youth. He's older than I am, and he looks about 25 years younger. But I thought that was kind of interesting. But
well, he has the energy of a 25-year-old.
Yeah, I bet he does.
He's a machine. I'm glad to have him as a partner in this.
He'd be a good what was it? Oh, I'm trying to think of the guy with Rod Serling, right? The Twilight Zone. Ponce de Leon in modern day. But have you found somebody else besides him who you think will run with you? And then the second part of that is your committee membership. I see you're on the Policy and Steering Committee on Social Responsibility, Ways and Means. How do you think that you're going to be able to get this through the Florida legislature this year?
Well, you know, quite frankly, I'm just now starting to reach out to my fellow senators. I know that we have a good core group of conservatives that are scared to death about what's going on in Washington, and I believe they'll stand with me. The Senate president will have the option of he will determine exactly which committees will hear this constitutional amendment first. So quite frankly, I don't know which committee to target, so I'm just going to be reaching out to all my fellow senators on this. And on the Senate side, this bill hasn't even come out of bill drafting on the Senate side. It has on the House side. But we're already contacting them on the concept. We think we'll have a lot of support. But particularly now that, and David, you're seeing this probably every day, you know, you see the groundswell. You see people are saying, oh, my God, what is going on here? How do we address this? And we're upset. The Tea Parties reflect that. Grassroots reflect it. So I think there's going to be immense public pressure. I think as the facts of the Obama's health care plan come forward and are evident, people will say, wow. This is unacceptable. This is not constitutional. This is totally against everything we believe in. And of course, the pressure is because healthcare is expensive and that we do have some shortcomings. But, you know, at the end of the day, people around the world come to America for their healthcare.
Yeah, I was going to be talking to somebody from the Florida Medical Association, which it appears that they have some serious concerns about this. One thing that I like about your idea is that it doesn't matter what the federal government does. They can come up with a federal benefit plan, which is wonderful for them. The problem is there has to be some kind of barrier that says you can't have all sweeping power. You know, there's a point where you can have 535 people running them up in Washington, D.C., and really messing things up for 300 million. So, I mean, I see the strength in this. I notice it's under miscellaneous, Article 10 of the Florida Constitution. This is so close that it's almost, it would hint to Article 1, the fundamental liberties of Florida. And I mean, obviously, I think you put everything, if you can't think of where to put it, you put it in Article 10. But this is really getting pretty close to where I heard on the Family Research Council put out something on Tuesday, and they made a comment in Oregon, a very similar program is going on, and older people that would like certain kind of medical treatment are being told, oh, you're too poor to get anything except for our help. And oh, by the way, we will not fund your treatment. You're too old, but we will support assisted suicide. We will pay for that. I mean, that's really happening in Oregon.
Well, no, you're right. You're right. And
that seems insane. I mean, it is insane.
Well, it is.
But that's really essentially when you have that much control. That's really what it comes down to is does somebody have, and here's the other thing is what kind of penalties might be coming upon physicians if they give assistance or medical treatment to somebody who's outside the national program. I mean, that's possibly what we're facing here. So you said.
And this, you know, this amendment leaves plenty of room for healthcare reform, for honest reform. This it leaves plenty. You know, right now there's wording that says that listen, we're not going to do anything to affect the existing healthcare system or the hospitals. This is just simply saying that we're not going to allow the U.S. government to unconstitutionally mandate things they have no authority on, to force you to participate if you don't want to penalize you if you choose to pay for your own medical services. And that's what they're talking about doing right now. So you know, President Obama, you know, he said of Americans, he said they're going to have to give up paying for things that don't make them healthier. So in other words, we're going to have the same people, I guess a FEMA representative, determining what type of medical treatment is best for you. And they're going to say, well, that's not going to make you healthier. We're only going to allow you to purchase this type of health care service. They're doing studies right now to try to determine, and this is ludicrous, try to determine what are the best medical treatments. Well, David, you and I know that still medicine, as great as it is an art.
Is an art.
It's not a science. You just can't say, well, this treatment will be best for everyone. You know, what the federal government ultimately will do, what every other nation has done with socialized medicine, is they ration care. And if you're an older person, heaven help you, because when it comes to dollars and cents, other countries, it's just a mathematical equation. You reach a certain age, and they just flat out say you're not worth investing the money in.
Well, yeah, we got to stop there.
Socialized healthcare system in the world.
Okay, we got to stop there because of our time. Thank you very much, Senator Kerry Baker, and for telling us about House Joint Resolution 37. It's worth everybody's reading. In fact, I think I'm going to link it to our faithfreedoms.org website, which is something we don't do often. Folks, tune into this. Check out the website for Senator Kerry Baker. Follow up on this and communicate with your senator and your representative and let them know what you think.